Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Confessions. You can't handle the truth.
And now, a dramatic reading performed by me of this poor woman.
Shame,
she is going through it. She is currently on the ground, diva down, okay? So it goes like this. I used to think marriage was the dream. Flowers, surprise dates, happily ever after. What a joke. Full stop. Now my life is an endless cycle of cooking, cleaning, and picking up his disgusting stained underwear off the floor. Yeah, how's that for a visual?
She said that.
Yeah, she went there. Ladies, if you think being a housewife is glamorous, wake up. There's nothing dreamy about losing yourself in someone else's mess. And to top it off, we can't even have kids, so what's left? Nothing. Absolutely nothing to look forward to.
First of all, ma'am, I hear you. You've painted the picture.
I don't think
you should be bashing marriage. I think the problem here is identity. You've lost yourself. You thought it was going to be a certain way, and it's not, because it's marriage is not just about the wedding day. It's about hard work that you put into the relationship in order for it to work. Also, the whole thing about amateurs and whatever, I think that's more associated to the fact that he's not giving you the appreciation that you think you deserve for doing those things. Okay, needs to focus on self. Okay, needs to focus on self realignment. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to recommend that you read this book called The Let Them Theory. That is a powerful book. You'll learn a lot.
Thank you, Mel Robbins.
Attempt to pull back your power because you've lost it.
You're just married to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Hope you had a beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
But the marriage sounds a bit meh. So to all the married people out there.
Sure.
I mean, this is not a great look. You know what I mean? People are out here going through it. Weigh in. Is this what marriage looks like? Do you have any thoughts? Do you want to say anything at this juncture? Because this is not cute. Give us a call, 087-086-9495. Or a voice note, please, to 061-792-9495.
Hey.
Weighing in first from Port Shepstone. Dawn, how are you?
Guys,
that's crazy. How's it? You laughing?
Yeah, Dawn's like, this girl, this girlie doesn't know. Dawn, what do you make of our confessor today? Because she is shame. She needs something, man.
Yeah, no, look, I feel for her. But the thing is that I think is that people these days, they really don't take the time to get to know each other. They only take time to get to know each other aesthetically, like what they like to go eat, what they do with. And it becomes just a trend. Get married. I got an engagement ring. Let's just get married because everyone's doing it. They don't take the time to get to know each other in the house and how they are, you know, living together.
Boom, and then surprise, he leaves his undies on the floor.
It's not even just that. Like, Dawn, what you're saying is so valid, but I also think, to make a point, well, to circle back to what Jay said earlier, I think people love the idea of, like, the wedding.
Yeah.
But the wedding and the marriage are not one and the same. Your wedding is one day. It's a party. Everybody loves you. You get to wear a cute dress. Yes. People bring you presents. You eat nice things. You go into date, blah, blah, blah. But the marriage needs to not just sustain you, but you need to sustain it.
Mm.
It is alive. It is alive. And I think this... yes. And I think that this baby girl genuinely did not know what she was getting into when she got married.
We're done. Yes. Now that we have the situation, right, as you've mentioned, she got into this marriage for the wrong reason. She didn't know her man's. What should she do now that she's going through these feelings, these experiences? What must she do now?
Look, if she really loves the guy, then she can try and work on it and try and speak. Open communication is a big, big key in a marriage too. You have to be able to talk to each other how you feel. And if then there's nothing happening, well, I would just say, pack it up now. I know it's horrible to say, but don't waste your time any further. You know, it will just be resentment.
Yeah, and if it's not it. Dawn, thank you so much. Thank you for your honesty. We appreciate
Thank you.
So, Dawn, she said what she said.
Yeah,
we're not going to waste any more time here.
She's being honest, man. If it's not working out, you leave. So, maybe you are married and you're experiencing the same thing. Shame.
Or you know of someone else who's experiencing the same thing. You'd like to speak from that vantage point because it's easier.
Please share.
Yeah, 061-792-9495.
Hey, guys. Is this what's marriage? You guys can't be. We have Tim on the line. Tim, so what do you make of today's confession?
Hey, how's it, guys? Yeah, listen, it's a tough situation, like, with that she's in there, I think. But, you know, like, I'm married to my best friend, eh?
Yes.
And, like, I mean, I think a marriage should be that. Like, you should have your person you cannot do without, eh? And like, Sham, I feel in their situation, she could do it. You know, because, like, I mean, literally, I think the husband needs to literally sort his poo out, literally and figuratively.
Yep.
Because,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
he's on the wrong side of the track. I don't know. That just doesn't sound like he's all in. Eh? It sounds like she is, but he's not.
Yeah. It's feeling like punishment.
It's not good.
All right, Tim, thank you so much. Okay, we're going to go to the next quarter.
Thank you.
Welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you doing?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Cindy's here. Hello.
Yes,
Cindy. Present. Hi, Cindy.
Love that.
Okay, Cindy, what do you think of this week's confession, my babe?
Okay, I relate.
Oh,
I relate, guys.
Okay, wait, please drop the music. Cindy is speaking. Okay, Cindy, go.
Even happily married people do go through those things. I can say I'm happily married because I've learned to cope with those things. I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I'm not a stay-at-home wife. I'm working. But you go through those, picking up the shorts, picking up the underwear. That's our life.
Wait, are you insinuating?
Cindy, I was waiting for a punchline. I was waiting for something. I was like, please tell me there's more, okay, Cindy.
Are you insinuating that this is something that most gents do? Like, they don't pick up after themselves in marriage, and then it becomes a responsibility of the wife. And you are saying it's okay. It's a phase that happens in marriage. What are you saying? Is this okay for you?
Okay, I'm going to tell you one thing, guys. When you phase kind of vibes, you pick up after your husband and you don't even ask a question. You're like, okay, now he's going to come around. And then eventually you learn that if I don't tell this person, this is going to be my life.
Mm.
Well, I have addressed it with my husband.
Yeah.
That every bean has a hole. Every sink has a hole. But trust me, you still find a glass next to the couch. You still find shorts next to the washing basket. So if you don't address it, it's going to be your life.
Yeah. So she needs to say something. Yeah. She needs to speak up.
Yeah. With me, I've addressed it 1,000 times, but it's still happening. So what I've resorted to, if you leave it next to you, you're going to find it next to you.
Oh,
it's not
going to
go late
lesson,
and walk inside.
It would be cool if it did, but that's not going to happen.
Well, Cindy, just one more part here, because in her confessions, she says, right, to top it off, we can't even have kids. What's left? Nothing. Absolutely nothing to look forward to. What is your stance on that, as she phrased it? What do you think of the way she phrased that?
Can't have kids because of medical conditions or because of his behavior?
It's giving can't have kids biologically.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll tell you one thing. I have a daughter. She is my go-to girl. That's my girl. If she sees anything on the floor, she's going to be like, Daddy, why did you leave that on the floor?
Oh.
Mommy said she's not going to pick it up after you.
Yeah.
So maybe she can address the issue and then reconsider the kid issue.
There's so many ways to have children
these days. Mm. I mean, surrogacy, IVF, and all sorts of things. If you want kids, you can have kids, but first fix your house.
Oh,
address your husband first.
She said what she said.
And yourself.
Good stuff,
yeah,
Cindy. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Cindy, from Richards Bay. This has been interesting. We have a lot of your opinion. Shout out to the marrieds.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Love your guys' show. Keep it up. Well done. I'm married for about 5 years. Know my wife from school, from Standard 5, in the age of 39. And I am self-employed. My wife goes to work, so I make it my duty to get the house clean at certain time, do the cooking at certain time, and I do pay the bills. We always help each other, so our marriage is strong.
If it was my marriage, I won't waste time. But I will be divorced. Yes, it won't last. Gabriel.
Hey Stacy, hey Jay Spoo. My take on this situation, this guy is absolutely, absolutely wrong. A marriage is not about your wife doing everything. You know, it's about also you helping around where you can. And as a husband, I feel that, you know what, you should help your wife around the house with the kids, etc. And especially if she's a working class woman, and it's only right for the husband to help her. It doesn't make you a less of a man.
Listen, Jack, I'm a housewife, you know, but at the end of the day, you know what, you need to mix it up. Yes, do these things, but get creative in other aspects.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.